starring Brad Pitt and Sean Penn, now playing.
Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his regular Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne.
The General Assembly returned to town yesterday briefly, just long enough to reject one another's, that is, the two bodies' respective congressional redistricting plans and send them off to a conference committee.
Yeah, lots of high-minded talk on both sides of the Capitol yesterday about what the legislature has in mind congressional redistricting. Remember, the Republicans on the House side want to protect the Republican 8-3 advantage in the congressional delegation, and the Democrats who control the Senate wouldn't mind increasing the number of Democrats in that delegation. And the Senate Democrats think they can do so by pushing for another so-called minority influence district. This would be a district that would have a significant number of African-American voters, one in which another Democrat, would be elected. By the way, the Senate Democrats have in mind was one of their own, Randy Forbes, a state senator, former state senator and a former delegate, now representing the 4th Congressional District. It starts down in Southampton Roads and extends all the way up to the fringes of the Richmond area.
Yeah, and the conference committee is apparently in no hurry. The congressional election's, of course, not until next year, and some of the legislators are saying don't expect a quick resolution.
Indeed, and of course this continuing scrape over redistricting is a camouflage of sorts for the House and Senate to continue to work out a deal over judgeships, including filling those two prized vacancies on the Virginia Supreme Court.
Meanwhile, the legislative redistricting plan is more imminent, and there continues to be some fallout in terms of retirements and announcements and so forth.
We were reminded of the Darwinian effects of legislative redistricting yesterday. Fred Quayle, who had been in the legislature for 20 years, a state senator from Suffolk, was basically drawn out of his district, was pretty much the last guy to find out about it. He is going gentle into that good night, not too happy about it, but taking it like a man. He remarked on the floor yesterday that this was all a surprise to him, that he would lose his seat. His words were, I'll know better than to call in sick on certain days.
U.S. Senator Jim Webb has spoken out against the Libya policy once again, even in stronger terms than before.
Yes, a reminder that Jim Webb is his own man, an independent Democrat. He wants the Obama administration to justify the U.S. role in this Libyan operation. Webb joining forces, pun intended, with a Republican senator from Tennessee, Bob Corker. Remember, he was Mark Warner's partner on the too big to fail provisions to the financial services overhaul. Webb and Corker also want a ban on the use of U.S. ground troops in Libya. The administration says that's not going to happen, but Webb and Corker will want to make sure. And, of course, this is part of this continuing pattern of independence on Webb's part. He broke with Obama at one point on health care reform, also on cap and trade. This independence might have strengthened his hand for reelection, but Webb is not interested in suffering through another term in the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm. We have about 2 minutes left to go. The Virginia Municipal League, which is the association of Virginia's cities and towns, have formed a PAC. What's that about?
A real inside baseball story, the Municipal League. This is one of these good government lobbies. You know, one of the voices for local government has been losing a lot of battles to big business in the legislature. And so now VML is trying to fight fire with fire and considering setting up a PAC that would pump thousands of dollars into the campaign treasuries of legislative candidates, principally incumbents. As I said, VML is really frustrated with its losses and thinks that one way it may be able to get the attention of legislators is the way that the big boys do it with big dollar contributions.
Mm-hmm. And we should note the election of Paul Nardo as clerk of the House of Delegates.
Yes, as expected. I think the question now is, Nardo is of the body, if you will, and when will he assert his independence from the GOP majority that installed him as clerk? So people will be watching very carefully. And, of course, what happens when the Democrats take over. It will happen eventually, assuming Nardo is still in the clerk's chair. Would a reinstated or a restored Democratic majority insist on one of its own?
Mm-hmm. We have about 50 seconds to go, and I want to ask you about an item that caught my eye on the wire this week. State Senator Tom Normant of the Williamsburg area has been paid $160,000 a year to serve as the general counsel, legal counsel of the College of William and Mary, a state institution for which he votes on appropriations in his role as a state legislator.
Yeah, well, and will no longer be paid $160K a year. The Attorney General says it's the Attorney General's responsibility to provide legal services for William & Mary as an agency of the state. And so that means Norman's salary will be cut to $60,000. He also teaches at the law school from which he was graduated. Tommy Norman's kind of an interesting creature. One could make the argument that he is paid by three branches of government. He's paid by the legislature as a state senator. He's paid by the executive branch as a member of the faculty and a former legal advisor to William & Mary. And he's the commissioner of accounts. And that means he settles estates, the financial affairs of the dead in James City County in Williamsburg, and collects a fee on that through the courts.
Mm-hmm. Kind of surprising after that Phil Hamilton story.
Yes, but very much an indication of the kind of the troubled intimacy of Virginia politics.
Right. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro. The time now is 8:40.